News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
We're going to stay with that issue of the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement being under scrutiny. Mick Clifford is the Irish Examiner's Special Correspondent. He joins us on the line. Mick, just outline to people listening the catalogue of errors made by the ODCE.
The catalogue will go on for a long time, Shane, but some of the principal ones.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I mean, first was the role of the man who was the lead investigator in the case, Kevin O'Connell. This man was a legal advisor. He was employed by the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement. He was the lead investigator in it. In the earlier trial, which was aborted on the same charges, he shredded documents that could have been central to the whole case. Nobody knows because they don't know what exactly was in the documents. But that was the most striking aspect of his involvement. But quite, when you look down through the very detail of everything he was involved in, he was quite frankly out of his depth. And to be fair to the man, his own prosecutorial experience prior to joining the ODCE was largely in the district court. Now, as your listeners will be aware, most of the type of stuff that goes through the district courts, public order offences, minor assaults, road traffic offences, that's
a different league to the kind of stuff that is being investigated.
A different planet to the kind of stuff that was involved here. And the question immediately arises. The first question is, why was this man put in that position to lead the investigation? The other element, and this is quite unbelievable, is the manner in which statements were taken. Statements for a criminal trial, somebody puts into a statement their memory, their experience, their observations that will be relevant to the trial. In this instance, it appears that the statements by the two auditors to Anglo-Irish went back and forth between the ODCE, lawyers for the auditors, and the auditors' company themselves. It was described in court as being statement by committee. Now, it is quite unbelievable that professionals, highly paid professionals, did not realise that this was contrary to any sort of governance you would have in criminal law. You simply cannot have a situation whereby people are deciding what should or shouldn't go into a statement and doing so on the basis of what's in the best interest of various parties. Mm. It's just contrary to any sort of basic tenet of criminal jurisprudence. And not only that, the only people apparently in the ODC at the time who would have any experience or specific knowledge of taking statements were a couple of members of the Gardaí who were in there, and they weren't part of this putting together these statements at all.
Shambolic is the only word for it. You may or may not have heard Alan Kelly saying it was nothing to do with resources. On one level, you can see why he would say that, but I just wonder where resources an issue. Was that why the team was so inexperienced? For example, were they simply not paying enough when it came to recruiting the right people?
There is no question about that. I mean, politicians, and it's not just this government, it's not just the previous government, it goes right back to the government. The OECD, ODCE was set up in 2001. This goes back to the Fianna Fáil PD government, the previous government, and this government. No, the resources were not there. And people can say they can trot out stats about the number of people working in it, etc. and all that. The real stats are the example of Mr. O'Connell, who quite simply was somebody who was totally unsuited for that job, which immediately gives rise to the question, was that because those who would have the relevant experience would simply not be paid enough for them to make it worth their while? Equally, 2014, 2015, in those years, the ODCE had something like, I think it's one accountant and two solicitors employed. I mean, that is quite unreal when you're dealing with complex company law. So, I mean, while they talk, and I saw yesterday that Enda Kenny and Micheál Martin agreed with each other and all, it was a shambles. I think I heard you saying it and you were spot on. They'd want to look in the mirror because there is no question there's a culture there whereby white-collar crime has not been taken seriously. It goes back decades, and it's interesting, if you look back to around 2007, a very prominent businessman came out and attacked regulatory systems and said there was hostility towards business, and you've all that kind of pressure coming on. That businessman was none other than Mr. Fitzpatrick. So, I mean, you're working in an environment whereby pressure comes on from business to ensure that the laws do not impinge too much on how they go about their business. The regulatory system doesn't. And that is the result you get because, quite frankly, the politicians cave in to that kind of pressure and have done for decades.
Okay, Mick Clifford, special correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.